with Martin Bester.
On the line, the coach of the moment, Rocco Meyring, an Olympic gold as well as a world record. Didn't it happen to nicer people? Rocco, congratulations. Good morning.
Thank you, Martin. Good morning.
Well, good afternoon for you that side, I think. I mean, where do you even start? I know that we had high hopes. She was in best shape going into this race. But an Olympic gold and a world record, how do you feel?
I am unbelievably happy for her and obviously ecstatic about the world record. So, yeah, I'm very relieved.
And lots of hard work, lots of hard work. And, of course, we can't forget about Kayleen. I mean, you know, coming fifth, going into this final so strong. What did you tell her?
Well, with Kayleen, it was fantastic. You know, she showed incredible determination. She wasn't even ranked to get into a semi-final. So for her to drop her times the way that she did and to still have the appetite and the spirit to race that final was amazing.
What did you say to Tatiana after the gold and the world record?
I told her how proud I am of her.
And you sound tired and emotional at the same time. It must have been a hell of a couple of weeks.
Well, I thought I'm over the emotions, but you know, when you mention it again, then yeah, I am.
And you were probably swamped with the world media afterwards. Was it a crazy time after the win?
Fortunately, I wasn't swamped, but Tatiana was. So I waited with her in the media conference. Beautiful media conference. The three girls could have not been more gracious. And that's what sports is about. It's supposed to bring out the best in us.
Well, I suppose the golden question is, what does a coach like yourself tell someone like Tatiana to kind of put enough pressure on her but also to take enough pressure off her? What did you tell her before the race?
I told her to let go and let God.
Say that again?
Sure.
I told her to let go and let God.
Sure.
That is incredible. That is just incredible. I mean, you know, did the fact that the Olympic Games moved up a year, did it shake you at all?
I beg your pardon? Did what shake me at all?
The fact that the Olympic Games happened a year later than expected, I mean, did it shake you at all? How did it play out?
Yeah, it did. It was a big interruption in our training, and it worried me immensely. But Tatiana was the one that actually kept me calm. So it was fantastic to see that she's calm and she's composed and she's fine. So, you know, I worry for the athletes. So it's not my journey. It's not my race. I'm the coach. I'm the guide. I've got to take them safely from one point to the next. So you worry. You're concerned. But she kept her cool and she was very strong-minded and she helped me settle down and start the preparation again.
Well, you're now a coach of an Olympic gold medalist as well as a world record holder. And in fact, you had two swimmers in this final, which is incredible. What message do you want to tell the fans and the family and the friends back home here in Pretoria this morning and in South Africa? What is your message?
Well, we got inspired by Akani, by Custer, by Rassi and his Springboks. So for me, I'm coaching in South Africa and I want to be coaching at the best possible level. So to me, it was a no-brainer. I gotta get something going and I gotta do something and I gotta help these athletes that are in South Africa that's got a fire in their belly. So, hopefully, thanks to the predecessors that I mentioned and, you know, we are here now. And I hope there are others that are inspired and that can believe that it can be done. We're not in a no hope situation. We're in a situation where we can do something about it and we can achieve.
That's incredible. Well, for everyone here back home, congratulations once again. Enjoy the moment. Enjoy the next couple of days. Hey, you're going to get off the bus. Okay. Okay.
Yes, for sure.
We'll catch up again a bit later, but just congratulations to Tatiana. Hey,
Martin, he wants
he's asking
to
if
chat
wants to speak to Tatiana.
Yes,
we do, Rocco.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to give the phone to her. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Hello.
Tatiana! Yay! Oh, my word, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Who fooled it?
Unrealistisch.
I mean, that is ongelooflijk. An Olympische gold medal, an Olympic gold, and a world record. How did you feel in the water? Did you know?
No, to be honest, obviously it's tough swimming in the morning, and I already had a good time in the heat and the semi. So for me to just try and swim those times, I would have been happy. So I was really not feeling like I was on top of the world. But yeah, I just stayed focused on my own race, and yeah, I just let go and let God.
What a line. Tell me something, and going into this race with Kayleen there as well, how did that make you feel?
Yes, it was amazing. She's also sitting next to me.
Send her our love as well.
It was really amazing. I've told her before, like, sharing that moment with her is just always, and every, like, highlights I've had in my career, I was so lucky to have her next to me and by my side, and then also celebrating in the middle of the pool with the other USA girls. I think it just really showed, I felt like God's love was just being shown, and that we can care and celebrate each other's victories.
You know, I love that expression in your face when you looked up at the board and you realized it's a world record. I mean,
I
look surprised
it.
And happy. That is so amazing.
Yeah,
what is your message to all the fans and your family? Are you missing your family back home?
I said, like, I'm very excited that was my last race, so I don't want to wish my whole Olympic dream over, but I'm excited to just go home and just celebrate the fact that we were actually at the Olympics in the first place. So yeah, just to be able to go home and get a hug and just
And listen, I know that you're not on social media at the moment, but I'm sure you can feel the love from all South Africans. I mean, you know, Twitter and, of course, everything went wild this morning. People are so proud of you.
Yeah.
It is also the moment that our nation needed right now.
I think so. I hope it gives them a little hope. Obviously, we're not going through the best of times, but if that can just give us a little hope. Obviously, we know sports brings us united or makes us united, but we can't just depend on the athletes. So hopefully this just gives a little boost for the nation to make that decision to work together so that we can be stronger together.
Beautifully said. Last thing quickly, I know you've been so disciplined and so focused. How are you going to celebrate?
I don't know. It seems like it's a bit cold there at home, so I don't know if we can braai. But someone said, obviously, it doesn't matter the weather there. You braai any day, that is true. So hopefully, we can just celebrate, coming home with everyone and just thanking everyone that was there with me on the journey and that got me to where I am today.
Hoor jy so in Pretoria, elke dag is braai weer. So luister, jy gaan het jy gaan het vir jy geniet. Liefde vir jou en vir Rakke en vir Kayleen. Geef haar groot druk
weer.
Veilig is van ons af.
Thank
en
jy
kan
nie
wacht om jou te sien as jy terug is nie. Baie geluk. Congratulations
Baie,
with
dankie.
A gold medal and a world record.
Thank you.
Cheers everybody. Bye bye.
Awesome.
Bye.
Cheers, bye. Oh, man, yeah. I tell you.
How was that?
Mm. I know. Chatting there to Rocco, the coach, of course, and then lucky enough to get a couple of words in with Tatiana herself. If you're waking up this morning to some news, best news ever, gold medal as well as a world record. That's amazing. And we're definitely inviting her into the studio to come and join us when they're all back. Hey! Don't stop,
Let's go! Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Rise and shine.
Pitch your morning family.